No. Trash can. There's a trash can there. There is one.
100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You're joining us for hard-hitting news here on Two Bears, One Cave.
Congratulations to Hamas for finally cleaning that area up. Well, you don't know. Let's play both sides.
Totally.
Congratulations to Israel for cleaning that mess up.
Yep, you guys both did it, and
I have no idea what's going on over there.
Really?
None.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
I don't read much.
Yeah.
You'd be shocked how little I read.
I don't feel comfortable being the person that, you know, lays it all out, but I'll tell you this, they're not getting along. That part is clear. They are not joining each other for the holidays.
Do you think that's the biggest out of all the worlds of people who hate each other? Is that like they're number one?
I don't know. There's a lot of people that really hate each other.
Really?
Like, I mean, Iran, didn't they just fire some missiles towards Pakistan? That's pretty.
What's Pakistan done?
I don't know, but I wouldn't fire missiles at them.
You know, it's so funny. I don't even know. All I know is they're like really into cricket.
They are. They also have nuclear weapons.
Are you serious?
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. Pakistan has nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the fat chick coming back hot after summer school. Yeah, and you're exactly. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you don't want to fight with people with nuclear weapons. Iran doesn't. So
I would have totally have said we could go to war with Pakistan in a heartbeat.
Really? 1.2 billion people?
They have a lot of people?
Yeah.
I thought Pakistan was just under a billion. I thought it was a suburb of India.
Tell that to somebody from Pakistan.
Wait, India, what's bigger, India or Pakistan?
India's bigger.
Okay, yeah.
And India
do
has,
they have nuclear weapons?
Does India have nuclear weapons?
They're definitely into cricket.
I would think so. I would think India does.
Is Kumail Pakistani?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sneaky fucker.
Yes.
And he didn't tell us anything about these nuclear weapons.
They do. So they have what, 1.2, 1.4 billion? Doesn't Pakistan have like 800 million people or something like that? What's the population of Pakistan? It's got to be up there. Oh, that's only 213
what
million.
What country do you think you
I'm
could...
way off. Sorry, but we got to say it though. Pakistan has 230 million people, but India's population is what? It's over a billion.
Gotta be a billion.
Yeah.
They don't have condoms over there.
1.4 billion. Look really? At that, dude.
1.4 billion. Yeah, but like... I don't mean this disrespectfully, but what have they done?
Sorry?
With all those people. I mean, what do we got in America? Like a couple hundred milli? And we're
here,
killing it.
We have 320 million people. 330.
Do you think, what's their GNP? I wonder if California's GNP is bigger than India's.
You mean the gross domestic product?
Whatever it's called. You know.
GDP.
GDP.
For India? Okay.
3.176. This is how little I know about India.
Yeah.
If you told me where does all their money come, I would think it's from making soccer balls.
It's the fastest growing economy in the world right now.
For real.
Yeah.
And what do they make? Like, what's a big Indian product?
What is a big Indian product?
Food.
Sure.
What's California's GDP?
Hold on. Let's see. We'll see what India's product is first.
I want to go to India, by the way. That's one of my intrinsic value trips.
Chemicals?
Cereals.
Pharmaceuticals?
Pharmaceuticals, of
course. Machinery?
Seminal fluids?
Yeah.
Louis Philippe? Who's he?
Don't know.
Race car driver?
Named after the French monarch, of course.
Of course.
Don't know who that is.
It's a clothing brand.
Oh.
Oh. I never even worn it.
Yeah, but do you imagine how many people wear it there?
I bought a suit.
It's on the... This is really big news.
Yeah, fuck India. I bought a suit. Fuck India. I guess that's like...
We don't have to say fuck India. India's okay, cool.
I love India. Like, Russell Peters doesn't even like India.
Really?
See your time. But I think so. Why? I remember telling him I wanted to go there, and he goes, I wouldn't.
He may have said, you might not want to go there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I heard it's like rough there. Like,
well, of course there's rough parts.
No. Like all of it. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like everyone gets sick when they go there.
I don't think that's true. A lot of people go to India.
By the way, I'm not a good listener, so I don't know what he said.
Yeah, I think, you know, you didn't pay attention at all the secrets of Game of Thrones. Let's
FaceTime Russell Peters.
Okay.
And we'll get the real Indian download.
Actually, it's a great idea.
Hey, Siri, FaceTime Russell Peters.
This will be good.
Come on, you whore.
Okay. Is it ringing?
Yeah. I'll put him so he sees you. He'll tell more Indian secrets if he sees you.
Yeah.
What time do you think it is in LA?
2 hours earlier than it is here.
It's just two? They kept that?
They kept that. They haven't changed that.
What do you think he's doing? Boxing?
Maybe.
Oh, I bet he's got great Cat Williams gossip.
Oh, he definitely does.
How come Cat Williams didn't go off on him?
Maybe he likes him.
Motherfucker.
That sucks. This would have been a great call.
Yeah.
Hey, can you text him like, dude, you need to call me back?
Yep.
ASAP. Emergency. I'm stuck in Bombay.
Is it bad that I think we only call him about Indian things and black people?
No, that's his expertise.
Hey, I'm doing a podcast with Tommy. FaceTime us. Russians were really big in chess.
I thought we were on your suit.
Oh, I got a suit.
Okay.
Sorry. What is wrong with my brain?
So
I was still thinking about countries. I was trying to figure out why Russians were so big into chess. And it was because of the Soviet. That is like the one thing they were good at. So they just dumped a bunch of money into the kids learning chess.
Really?
Yeah. Kasparov's like the dude. I'm really into chess these days.
So my dad was just like an avid chess player.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. He always had like 25 games going at once, right? Like, yeah, yeah, constantly. Multiple chess boards. And then he would be playing like 30 games on his computer and on his iPad. It was just chess 24/7.
And was he good?
Yeah, he was a good player.
So it's a lot more complicated than you think.
Well, there's tiers to it like anything else. Yeah.
It's like really hard.
Well, the advanced players are astonishingly good.
I would consider myself intermediate and I've never won.
You consider yourself an intermediate player?
I play a lot more than the average person. In this country, I am an intermediate chess player.
How do you know that?
I'm a top tier backgammon player.
When did you start playing?
This weekend. This weekend I got really into chess. I'm getting a private chess tutor,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to learn. I mean, I'm already doing like things Bobby Fischer does. it's easy. It's not my own thought process, but I'm just stealing from Bobby Fischer.
Yeah.
Ruby's gamut. Yeah. It's really interesting. What I do is I attack from the right side.
Yeah.
And they don't expect that. They think you're going to attack to try to control the center of the board, but I attack from the right. And
a lot of people don't expect that.
They don't see it coming. And I'm trading fucking horses for castles.
Horses for castles.
I traded a horse for a castle the other day and they were like, it's a deceiving move. And then, boom, I got them cornered. I leveraged my queen once.
Mm-hmm.
They thought this guy didn't know what he's doing. He doesn't realize he's playing against Bobby Fischer.
Yeah. Yeah. Was this online you were playing?
Yeah. Against the computer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What level did you set it at?
Intermediate.
It's good.
Intermediate. It's been my passion.
I was on the chess team when
You were not.
I was.
You're saying that because I told you I'm into chess.
No, I swear to you, I was.
You were on the chess team.
I was on the chess team in fourth grade, and yeah, it was. So they had a. I wonder if they still have a thing about it because I was on the chess team at Zachary Lane Middle School. Will you Google that and see? Because I remember that we would go to chess tournaments, and people were like, "You play at Zachary Lane?" They're like, "Oh shit,
for real?"
I swear to God. See if it's even a thing still.
So I'm a high level backgammon player, like like elite, I would argue.
How long have you been playing backgammon?
A long time.
Okay.
Like probably 20 years.
It's a, sorry, that's in, where is that? That's in, is that in, wait, was it fourth grade?
I could fucking whoop a fourth grader's ass.
I don't know. Is it elementary? Oh, there's elementary school. Where does it say that? Yeah, in Plymouth. Yeah, yeah. See if they have a chess team. They still have it? Yeah, chess club, right?
Mr. Morley?
I don't remember, dude. But they had like a bonkers chess program there. And I went to a tournament, and this kid, I was like, he was just like, where do you go to school? And I go, Zachary Lane. And he was like, oh, fuck. Like, he's like, you guys are the shit. And he kicked my ass. He kicked my ass. But like, yeah, dude, I was around chess a lot.
It's so much more complicated than checkers.
Yeah, no shit.
Like checkers.
Are you just putting that together?
It's like checkers on steroids. Like you really gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's not like checkers.
Well, see, here's the thing about chess, and this is why this is what is my downfall when I play backgammon, is like there's typical chess moves, you know, control center of the board.
Okay.
And then I always think if he thinks that's what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna do the opposite. Mm-hmm. So I'm the same with backgammon. Like I'll always.
Do you know the chess pieces' names? Do you know those?
Yeah.
What are they?
You got.
What's in the front row?
Pawns.
There you go.
Yeah. Queen, then, king.
Uh-huh. Then?
Horses. It's a horse.
Knight.
Are those knights?
Yeah.
Then what are the ones?
Rooks.
There's no... Is that castles? Castles, and then you got the bishops.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
The ones that look like priests?
Sure.
They go sideways or diagonal. Horses go up and over like a tight end. And then the other ones just are wide receivers. They go straight away.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way of breaking it down.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I like to take my horses and I like to confuse them. I like to go horse move twice. Pawn up two, mm-hmm. right? And then they think I'm going to go pawn one.
Jesus,
to the
don't
left.
Give away your strategy like this. And then I go, the whole chess world.
I go horse hop sometimes. And it confuses them and they don't know what I'm doing. They don't know. I've studied a lot of Kasparov and Bobby Fischer.
Mm-hmm. This whole weekend you did.
This whole weekend. Yeah. I know more about chess. Stalin was really into chess. That's why the chess program got so big, because he was really into chess. Napoleon was really big into chess. Really? All these big gangsters were into chess. And I thought, I'm sleeping if I don't get really good at chess. And what a gangster move if a guy like me sits down on a chess board and just starts, do you know who Magnus Carlsen is? Mm. So he was my gateway into chess. Magnus Carlsen is the motherfucker.
Is he a young guy?
The fuck, yeah. Gorgeous, full head of hair, sleek body, dresses clean. Look at this kid. Look at this kid. He's like if Chris Hemsworth and Leonardo DiCaprio had a baby.
Okay.
And he comes in. This is what he does. And I do this a lot.
Now, look, he's in a suit. Is that why you got a suit?
That's why I got a suit. Fucking tailored Winston Churchill suit.
Oh, is that his day? Is it?
Yeah. Wednesday. So I wake up. I start drinking at 8 in the morning. Soft scotch. Cigar in bed. Breakfast in bed. Paper. Probably won't read it, but I'll stand there with it.
Yeah.
Smoke a full cigar. Then I get in the bath. I take a bath with a bottle of champagne.
Where are you staying?
Nowhere. Where I always stay.
Oh, you can smoke in bed?
Uh-uh. Oh. But I got an extra room.
Okay.
And I just got a room. I'll smoke in it. And then I go to the club at noon and we do call in sick to work show and then drink throughout the day, have some duck later that night and live like Winston Churchill for a day.
So tell me about getting a suit. Cause I'm a big fan.
I've had them, but I got them for the premiere of the movie, but I outgrew them really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't fit in any of them. And then when I lost weight, I didn't fit in them again.
Right.
And so then I went in and they were like, here's the crazy thing about suit. I can't tell if a suit's good or expensive or not.
Right.
So they're like, do you want a suit? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, fucking $2,500. I was like, no fucking way. I'm going to wear it once. So then they got me like a $300 suit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just tailor it to your body.
Yeah.
And it looks good because it's, no one can tell the cloth.
Right.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Just, I don't know. Like one day suit broker?
Really?
I think so. I got two of them. Pinstripes.
We got to get your measurements. And we got to have my boy Rashawn do one for you at Sam's Tailor in Hong Kong.
Oh, that's right. You got an expensive suit in China.
In Hong Kong.
You got a couple, didn't you?
Yeah. They're supposed to arrive today.
But are you serious?
Yeah.
It's my new look. It's got a vest and everything.
Mm.
Yeah. A bow tie.
Ooh.
A little in the pocket.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait. So Magnus Carlsen. So I don't know, like, I don't know everything, but he's, so like chess matches start and then you got like 4 minutes to go, right? Mm-hmm. He always shows up late, always shows up late. Like his dude does his first move, like pawn two up or whatever, and then wait, or unless he's doing like I do and he does fucking pawn horse or whatever.
Yeah,
pawn,
and then, pawn horse.
And then Magnus Carlsen shows up late and then organizes his area. And as the clock's ticking down for his move, he's like getting his water ready, like putting his treats out. And then he just goes like this, pawn. And then everyone gets frustrated with him.
Yeah.
And then he beats everyone. He's the best chick.
How old is he? He looks so young.
He's young. He's young. The kids, the brain on that person has to be so complex because you have to think through.
He's 33.
He's 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's a good conversationalist.
He's a Norwegian.
Sven Magnus Ulat Carlsen.
Ulat Carlsen. Yeah.
He's Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a grandmaster. I think I'm just like a master right now. I wonder how quick he could beat me in chess. I bet I could hold. That's a game. How many moves do you think he could beat me in chess?
Whatever the minimum amount is.
Like what's the quickest moves you can get beaten in chess? I wonder if I can.
Two.
You can't beat someone.
I think
someone.
It's four. It's two if you fuck up, but yeah.
You think he could beat me in under four? No, I could stave him off. I'd go full Bobby Fischer on him.
How many moves do you think you got on Magnus?
10.
10?
Easy.
Easy?
Easy, I got 10. Easy, I got 10. Pawn, another pawn. I'll go old school and like play it safe. Pawn, pawn, horse, diagonal, and then what's it called? Flip flop.
Uh huh.
Flip flop.
Uh huh.
You know when you do the thing, you do castle to king, and they switch moves.
Yeah.
I do that. There's what? That's five right there. I just keep my barrier up, and then he's gonna slip up.
You think he's gonna slip?
He'll slip because he'll underestimate me, not understanding that I know a little bit of what I'm doing. I know the high level shit.
You said understanding.
Here's what he's expecting.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. A common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. Wow, that is so true. Actually, I think the hard work makes a relationship better personally. Sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy can be a place to work through challenges you face in all your relationships, whether it be with your friends, your work, your significant other, or anyone, like your daughters. Let me tell you something. I have leaned on therapy to fix the relationship with my daughters that, listen, you show up as a parent with no skill set. No skill set. You think the things your parents did were great, and then you bring them into your relationship. And then you start doing them and you go, yeah, 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 that didn't work for me. Wait, why isn't this working? Look, you can talk to your wife. She's only an outsider watching. Or you can talk to someone totally separate who doesn't know anything about it and really can give you an objective view. That's why I'm in therapy. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Become your own soulmate. Whether you're looking for one or not, visit BetterHelp.com/bears today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bears.
Staying up late, hanging out with friends, yelling at the game on TV, so you do a lot over a big weekend. So when it's time to start another big week, celebrate Hydration Monday with Liquid IV. I bring these packs everywhere. I put them in my pocket. I put them in my backpack. They're everywhere. I start days with them, and I end days with them. Why? One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Liquid IV contains no artificial sweeteners, plus zero sugar in the sugar-free version. It also has 8 vitamins and nutrients and is non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code CAVE at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code CAVE, C-A-V-E, at liquidiv.com. Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think of your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. La dona manja la camicha? The woman eats the shirt? No. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bears. Get 50% off at babbel.com/bears, spelled babbel.com/bears. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's expecting a man who can't do anything.
Right.
He doesn't know that I got high level access to some stuff.
What access do you have?
Bobby Fischer and Kasparov. I've studied them.
But don't you think he's done that? He's a grandmaster.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's like when you go, this guy didn't know anything, but I know a little something.
Right.
So he's going to think I know nothing. And then he's going to be like, at one point he'll be like, hold on. He's going full Kasparov and I'll switch it up. I'll go Bobby Kelly on him.
Bobby Kelly?
Or Bobby Lee. Bobby Fischer. Bobby Fischer, you know Bobby Fischer is Jewish and he hates Jewish people?
Yes.
That's I learned right. that in a documentary.
That's right. That's true.
And then they said to him, Bobby.
He's a pretty complicated guy.
You think?
Yeah.
He was in a cult. When he played Kasparov, this is fascinating to me. This is like old school. They go and play and he wins, but all the cameras, or he loses to Kasparov, but all the cameras around. He goes, no fucking cameras. I don't want any fucking cameras. Stalin's like, yo, get the fuck out of there, Kasparov. Get the fuck out. He's like, we already won. That's all we need is we beat him. You are now the fucking champion. And Kasparov's like, nah, I got him. And then Fischer lit him up. I could be wrong about names.
Yeah.
It might be Kasparov. There were a couple of good Russians.
Yeah, the Russians were really...
They were really fucking good. It's kind of sad that they let go of communism.
You think so?
Yeah, they should have rode that horse.
I think they rode it for a while.
Yeah, but they should have stuck with it.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think they'll go back to it.
When?
I think communism is going to make another
show of it.
Yeah, I think so. I sound like a lunatic, but when they were all shitting on George Bush, I said, trust me, one day people are going to look back and think fondly of George Bush, and everyone's like, no fucking way. The other day I said to someone, don't you miss George Bush a little bit? And they're like, fuck yeah, I do.
Junior?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His dad was a fucking gangster.
Yeah. I mean,
his dad was a real fucking motherfucker.
He was a motherfucker, that's for sure.
Like a real man. Like they don't make men like that.
Well.
Dive bombing into fucking Japanese planes. Like
he ran the CIA. I mean, those are usually pretty gangster dudes.
Fuck yeah.
We have some foreign treats here. You want to try something?
Yes, I would love. I love.
You said you're hungry.
I'm starving, and I love experiencing new flavors.
Yeah. What's this?
What's that?
I don't know.
I don't need my fucking glasses.
I'm excited to see what we have.
Dude, hair transplants are looking good these days.
And cock fillers are, too.
Cock fillers?
Yeah. They reached out.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Like, it can get bigger?
Yeah.
And is it always bigger? Because that's what I would like.
It stays bigger.
I would like an always big cock.
Yeah.
I would take an always big cock for a hard cock. Oh, my God. What is this?
Does it smell bad?
Smells like fucking cat food. It's a sandwich spread.
I'm going to throw up and I haven't even smelled it.
I'm taking my Zin out.
Yeah.
Do you suck your Zin when you're done?
What do you mean?
Get the last little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have sex with Zin Zin?
No.
Oh, me either.
You do?
Fuck yeah.
Is it better?
Uh-huh. Put two in sometimes.
Really?
I really feel it.
Does it affect your sex life?
I don't know. I always wonder if she can feel it. Like, because it's in my mouth, and then if I go down on her, does she get the effects of nicotine?
Holy shit.
What? Okay, pretend I didn't say that.
Okay.
All right. We'll take a little bite.
Okay.
Oh, it's soft. It's a sandwich spread.
Go ahead. You go first.
It's a sandwich spread. I'll take a little off just so that I don't want to take all of it.
Yeah.
What sodas we have? Not the fucking integration liquid desk looking for. We're like, yeah, put shit in your mouth and then wash it down with it.
That didn't look too bad.
If you don't breathe in through your nose, it's not bad.
Oh, my God.
Here, try it.
Okay.
If you don't breathe into your nose, it's not that bad. I wonder what it is. I never read what it is. Oh, I'm glad I didn't before I ate it. Ooh.
Man.
It sits on the back of your tongue.
It's a pork sandwich spread from Denmark.
Oh. Oh, God. That was bad. That was bad. That was bad.
Ugh. Oh, that burp was disgusting.
You know how hungry you have to be to eat that? Oh, God. And it was on the back of my tongue, and now it's in the back of my nose. I need another Zen. I need a Zen to clean a palate Zenner.
This smells terrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. It's not good. It's in my molars. I do a little more than that. Just do a little big bite.
No, I don't think so. I think this is enough.
It's in the back. It's like in my chin. It's in my... I'd save that Zen. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. What the fuck's wrong with Danish people? It's not that good. It's not that good. It's not that good. It's not that good. Can you imagine ice skating to school and then having a sandwich of this? It's so bad. Don't throw up. I'm going to throw up if you throw up.
That was really bad.
Wait till you burp it up. It's so bad. What the fuck's wrong with Danish people?
Fuck, that was the first one.
Oh, if that's all I had, I would have moved to America too. At least her chicks fuck. Mm.
That was fucking disgusting.
That was really bad. Maybe we should wash it down with a sardine. These sardines. These are Moroccan sardines. That's the best place to get
in
sardines.
In a box? Aren't they supposed to be in a fucking can?
Shit.
Sardines are good. I like sardines. This will be a palate cleanser.
Oh, fuck.
I've been eating chicharrones a lot.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm being Carno. Can you know?
Okay. Oh, thank God there's a can.
All right. Sardines are like pussy. They don't smell great at first. But, oh, wow. These are fucking aggressive.
Really?
Wow. Holy shit. Should I keep my Zen in? Oh, I don't want my Zen to be tainted by sardine.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, I'm going to just leave it open like this. And they're not very malleable. You'd think they'd be a little... These are heart healthy.
Yeah.
Who was I just watching? I was watching a celebrity
eat
these.
They're great sources of protein.
Are they?
Yeah.
But man, there's a gelatinous thing on the side. Do you see the gelatinous thing? Oh God.
Trash can. There's a trash can there. No trash can for him. There is one. This is a trash can.
You should try one.
You should try one
just
after
put
that?
One, put a big one on your tongue. Just let it sit on your tongue. Oh, it's so fucking aggressive. It takes the whole fucking taste and overwhelms your mouth in a second. I'm gonna go through a case of Zins. What is that? Are these a different type of sardine?
I mean, they came in a box from Morocco.
It's 300 calories for one sardine.
What?
Or maybe for the whole box. Here, you should try one. Put the whole, just get a big one and just let it sit on your tongue. Let's see who can leave one on their tongue the longest.
Give me the plate, though, too. Give me a plate.
God, you know, there's this fucking hot chick. I think it was like Angie Harmon was just eating sardines.
Some of them are good.
Wait, are they not all the same?
Well, the ones in a restaurant usually don't taste like this.
How do we doctor that up? Do we have hot sauce? You're not going to like this. You're not going to like this. I'm going new.
This podcast is sponsored by DraftKings. Get in on the UFC 298 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code BEARS. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code BEARS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Oh man, that smell just came over here.
It smells aggressive.
Yeah.
It smells aggressive. Ooh, oh, it's got like a fucking sour taste in my mouth now. Fuck me.
Smell is strong, man.
I can't imagine Andrew Zimmern did this for a living.
Oh my God.
He just did this everywhere, every time he went out. Just get a big one and just put it on your tongue. Yeah, no.
I'm trying to get it out, man.
Hook one. There you go. Just don't close your eyes, close your nose, put it in your tongue.
This smell is so strong.
It's really aggressive. Just go for it. You can do it.
Your face isn't helping at all.
I just know what I've been through. Just chew it, give a bite. You just shit? Did you just shit? You just shit.
That's terrible.
Who the fuck eats sardines? You're crying.
I just had them at an Italian restaurant. They didn't taste like that.
Do they clean them up or something?
Oh, the taste doesn't.
You think if you dip them in ranch, they're better?
Holy shit.
Those are really fucking bad.
Those are terrible.
Oh. Can you imagine just getting sardines and being like, here's dinner, guys.
Let's get something basic like that bag of chips. Yeah. What's that? What are those?
These are shrimp snacks. Oh, these are going to be fucking good. Probably Vietnam.
Yeah, East Asia.
Fucking, I can't see anything.
These
are going to be good. Shrimp flavored snacks. These are made out of Chino, California. These are American.
Oh, okay.
These are going to be great.
Cool.
They'll be a palate cleanser. Ooh, it smells like shrimp, but the kind that you go, should we eat these?
Better? It's obviously better than the sardine, right?
It's way better than the sardine. Here, let me see that. Let me see this spread. I bet they're pretty good in the spread. A little pork and shrimp. The pork overwhelms the shrimp. Oh, I got my front teeth. I got my front teeth.
Let me try a chip.
The chips aren't bad. The chips are way better. The chips aren't bad.
They're not bad.
They're not bad.
They're not, it's not my go-to now.
Oh, I would never fucking go. Oh, who brought the shrimp snacks? No, this is going to be a great Super Bowl. We should have these backstage at our show for the MGM and be like, you guys should try these. They're really good.
Try, get some spread on them.
Take a little. I bet.
Watch people just puke everywhere.
I bet if you do. Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
The thing is, you got to mash them up a little bit. So I bet if you do a little bit of pork spread with a little bit of sardine on a shrimp cracker. Hold on.
Okay.
And then you just mash it up. So you, I bet this is actually really good.
Really good?
I don't know. Well, you put it on. I bet just like this is good. Okay.
Okay.
Pork and sardine.
Are you going to throw a chip in too?
Sardines. And pork and beans.
Throw a chip in with it or
I
no?
I can do a chip.
Yeah, that'll probably help. Holy shit.
It's like doing a shot. You just got to breathe in first.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm already having fucking...
Do it. Chew it. Chew it. Chew it. Chew it. Chew it. Chew it. You got it. You got it. You got it. It went down. Is that good? That's good.
It's so bad.
No?
The sardines overwhelm it.
Yeah.
The sardines are like, that's all you can remember. What else do we have? I like that. I don't even know what that is. I'm going to like it.
It's olives.
Just, oh, I love olives.
I hate olives.
Give me an olive. I love olives.
God damn it.
Oh, fuck.
My hand can't even open this.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
There's someone watching this going, they're third world shaming.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And you're like, no.
Oh, that smells strong.
Olives?
Holy shit.
The olives?
Yeah.
They look really purple. Oh, they smell great.
Really?
I love olives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's fucking nice. Really? You're not going to like them. It's a lot of olive. It's like when I like cock, and then someone pulls out a 12-inch cock, and you're like, well, that's a lot of cock. I said I like cock. I didn't say I like that. That's a lot of olive. If you don't like olives, you're not going to like that.
I'm not going to like it at all.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
What kind of fucking olives are these? Yape?
How about this?
What are these? Ugh. Pineapple ginger?
That's nice.
What is it?
Jamaican?
Yeah, of course. They all have diabetes.
Yeah.
Of course we're going to like their food. Pineapple ginger? Is there alcohol in this?
I don't know. My stomach hurts.
No. Oh, will you try an olive?
Oh, fuck.
If you don't like olives, you're not going to like olives. I see some gelatinous shit over there. Just try an olive.
All right.
It's a lot of olive.
And really?
They're super soft. So they kind of melt in your mouth. And then you got to run your teeth over the pit to get the pit out. There's a pit in there. You should know that. I remember eating olives, not knowing there were pits inside them, just fucking going at them. We're like, what's this crunchy part in the center?
Okay.
Ooh, that's olive stays with you. More, I can taste the olive in my mouth more than the sardine and the pork spread and the shrimp chick.
That's really exciting.
Fucking putting this zin back in my mouth.
I think we should be done after this.
No, I want to see what else they got because this looks good.
What's that?
Oh, this is fucking candy.
Okay.
No, this looks good. This gelatinous Membrillo.
Yeah.
Okay. Just pop it in and let it run around your teeth. Like you're playing tag.
I hate olives.
For real?
Yeah.
I love olives. And those olives are pretty aggressive.
I like olive oil.
Oh, everyone likes olive oil.
I know. But I think it's weird that I like olive oil and I'll even like an olive oil like tapenade, you know? Like,
yeah, but it's different olive, I think.
I'm scared.
You're going to be fine. You've had worse in your mouth. What's the worst thing you've ever had in your mouth?
I don't want to think about it.
Oh.
That tastes terrible.
That tastes really bad. It's an aggressive olive. It's not like the olives you normally have. Like they're purple. Normally olives are black. I think that it's been in brine, and it's been in brine too long.
Hmm.
This fucking pineapple ginger beer is fucking amazing.
Where the fuck is this from?
Peru.
Fuck them.
Those are your people.
I don't like them anymore.
Your mom grew up eating those. A handful. She go to school, she got her handful of olives and pop them in her mouth. Walk up to Machu Picchu.
I'm going to stick to Jamaica.
Oh, the Jamaicans got it down, man. Jamaicans know what the fuck's going on. Like, if you had to be one black guy from one country, what black country would you pick to be from? Jamaica. Everyone picks Jamaica.
Kenya.
Kenya?
I just want to run like the wind.
If you're from Kenya, you have one of those hard-to-pronounce names that starts with an N.
Yeah.
And you're like, Ngwikwe?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, I'd rather be Jamaica. They're like, yo, Travis. Travis, come here, buddy. Boom, the clock. Travis, gotta be blue Irish. Oh,
those white guys from Jamaica are fucking the shit.
Who?
Like when you ever meet, there's white people from Jamaica.
The people that settled the land?
No, just like there's, you know, the population has white people there too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, like not like people that work at the hotels.
I met this white girl from Jamaica.
Pull up like, hot white Jamaican chick.
Yeah.
God damn it. That sounds sexy already. Holy shit. Except then you got to go into every fucking chicken spot with her going, I want that boom of the clap. Not the fucking ugly one. No, there we go. No, white.
No, but you want to hear him speak, man.
I want to hear him speak.
Yeah.
I want to hear a hot white Jamaican chick. Go full Chet Hanks.
But go to videos.
Oh, dude, there's a one. The run.
Like, yeah, look at her. Both of those are going to be white girls. Well, we got to put our.
Fuck.
Hold on. Fuck. Yeah. That's fucking.
She does not look Jamaican.
No, I know, but listen.
Chicken, no? And yeah, at the end of it, when I go done everything already, I go throw a teaspoon of brown sugar in my sauce and mix it with my already done chicken.
Oh, wow.
I believe brown sugar is a flavor enhancer. And it in a day, if I make the dish sweet, you know, I just increase the flavor. You know. You cook or you like. Sugar is optional, you know. If you're not like sugar,
isn't that wild?
You're just not put it in.
You don't
here.
See white chicks like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know how many fist fights you get into?
Yeah.
With her ordering me want some pizza, and they're like, "Shut! Can you just do it the way we do it?" They're right behind us.
Yep.
Me want them boom clack. Those rude boys behind me. No, fuck them, boy.
if she was here in the States, people would think she's doing like
of course. A bit, you know, it's Chet Hanks.
Yeah. Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks. You ever seen Chet Hanks do Boomba Clot?
He does that?
Oh, are you serious?
No, I haven't seen
By the way, he's someone I want to fucking party with.
Chet Hanks?
Fuck. But you want to talk about Bert Kreischer geeking out? If I run into Chet Hanks?
He's getting the full treatment?
Oh.
Yeah.
He's getting top to bottom. He's going to ask me to walk away. Pulling Chet Hanks doing patois.
Oh, my God.
Chet Hanks doing patois is one of my favorite things ever.
I feel like, you know, when you have like you drink too much, and you puke for hours.
No.
That feeling afterwards, that come down of like, oh, it's all gone now. That's how I feel from how violently I've been spitting this up.
It's pretty, here. Yeah.
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chetana coming straight from the Golden Globes. You know what I'm saying? Me father Tom Hanks presenting in a what soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any black people that are like, that was good?
I mean, that didn't sound terrible, right? I mean,
it sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, but he's claiming it's because he dated someone. Like, is that what he's saying? That's his explanation, that it was a girlfriend?
I guess. I don't know. I don't need him to explain it.
Yeah.
Chet gets such a pass because of all of his dad's work for me that he can do whatever he wants.
Mm.
You ever seen when he got beat up by his girlfriend? She hit him with a pot on his head.
Like a cooking pot?
Yeah. She hit him with a pot and he was bleeding. He did not speak Patois when the cops showed up.
There's video of that.
She fucking hit me, man. She fucking hit me with a pot. He does. He did 75 hard.
He did?
Yeah, he did. It was the first time I ever heard of it. Watch this. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Did I tattoo a knife? No. Not at all. No. Wow. No. Not at all.
But can I tell you something?
You pushed
it's
me.
It's really hard.
Look at him. This is not Patois face.
I know. But this is really hard to have been hit like that, be bleeding, and not want to make a video.
Oh,
in that moment, you know? So what's he say here?
He's trying to flip the story.
Wow.
Wow.
When I'm done with you?
She just attacked me with a knife.
You better get out of my face.
She just attacked me with a knife. There's the proof. She's mad because I caught her stealing.
Poor Chet.
Stealing my money.
Ooh.
Fucking Chet.
Taking my credit cards and charging her rent to them. Other shit like that.
Poor Chet.
Jesus Christ.
You know what?
It makes you really upset when somebody does that to you.
I didn't think he should have done Patois to her there. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to beat it like your mama.
When you make a little chicken, you put some brown sugar in it.
We did.
Is that Irish? What did I just do?
Put some brown sugar. I love that the group was, my fam, brown sugar really bring the flavor, out. Does it really?
Yeah.
When we went to Trip Flip was such a shit show. Mm. It was so, I love the guys that produced it, but at times it...
I just ran into somebody that worked for you on that, a camera guy. He was at the UFC, and he was like, hey, man. And he goes, I'm...
Was the sound guy?
I thought he was maybe a sound guy.
Short guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, sound guy. Eric Beanie. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
We were in Jamaica, and they're like, we're going to take you to the Blue Ivory Hole. It's a very magical hole where there are soothing properties with the water that will calm you down and heal your body. But it's got to be delivered by an authentic Jamaican. So we were like crates. We drive up these back roads all the way up to the top. We get there. There's five black dudes sitting on a park bench. None of them look like sorcerers. Like, they're all just regular dudes.
Yeah.
And we find out that we have offered our services to the guy who's not in charge. And then they start yelling in Patois to each other, I'm the one who gives the bath. You don't give the bath. And he's like, you're going to boom, clack, die, blah, blah, blah. And then the one guy in front of our travelers, because that's the idea of the trip, is we take these travelers on a vacation of a lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm standing with our two travelers doing my read. And then the one guy proceeds to hit the other guy in the head with a fucking rock.
He does?
Knocks him unconscious and goes, I'll be performing the ceremony. So we've just watched
and
this.
And the travelers are like.
They're like. Then he takes us to what I could only call a clogged sewage drain. We sit in a clogged sewage drain, and he bathes us. He just washes us down. There's like used condoms in there. It's so disgusting. All of us are afraid of getting beaten.
And you're like, oh, this energy feels right. Thank you. I feel so cleansed.
I feel so good. And then we're like, everyone's safe, and we just left. It was horrible. But Jamaica's really beautiful. Jamaica's pretty fucking cool. But
where were you? Like in Kingston? Like outside?
I have no idea.
No.
I've never paid attention to anywhere I was ever when I did Travel Channel.
Ever?
Never. I never paid attention. I remember hearing Rogan, some guy did a whole episode on Rogan about going to the biggest cave in the world. And I was like, I think I've been there. And then he showed a picture and I was like, yeah, I've definitely been there. I've been to the biggest cave in the world. I hiked 6 hours into the Vietnamese jungle. Spent the night in some cave and then hiked out, and I just forgot about it.
Forgot.
I'll tell stories to people that I forgot that I did on Travel Channel. Like, someone was like talking about redwoods, and I went, yeah, I remember I jugged up to the top of a redwood to bungee jump out of it, and I got stuck up there because a windstorm came in. I was at the top of a fucking redwood. How tall are redwoods? They're like 300 feet. and I'm holding on to the top of fucking redwood, and a windstorm comes in, and it's just me, just
yeah,
350 feet up in the air, holding on. I held on so hard, I cut all the insides of my arm, and I bit by a spider the night before on the back of the head, and I was sweating, panicked. And then they're like, all right, you want a bungee jump down? I was like, get me the fuck out of here. We had to jug up to the top of that. You know what jugging is?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you, it was the most exhausting thing.
Did you bungee jump?
No, fuck. And then the first traveler bungee jumped and he hit the fucking tree. He hit the tree. And then they were like, you're next. And I was like, I'm going to jug down. I just rappelled down. I was like, I'm fucking done. So many things we did on that show. I remember the very first episode, we brought two people out to swim with whale sharks, and it was a black couple, and the black guy couldn't swim, but he was too proud to tell us he couldn't swim. He didn't want to tell anyone he couldn't swim, and he thought the
like scuba suit,
the suit would hold him up in the water, and he jumped in and just sank, and our fucking sound guy had to jump in and rescue him. Yeah. And man, when you can't swim, the panic, the words that come out are so real.
Yeah.
I think his first words were mama.
Really?
And we were like, what? And he just started sinking. And this chick was like, come on, let's go look at whale sharks. And then me and her scuba dived around or like swam around.
After that?
Dude, we had this Mexican couple. This is the hardest I've ever laughed. And it was really tragic. We were taking snowmobiles on a lake. So a snowmobile can get going fast enough that it'll keep you buoyant on a lake, but it's counterintuitive. In order to turn right, you really got to turn left. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, that's how you turn. And the guy said, do not let go of the throttle. You're going to want to let go of the throttle. Do not let go of the throttle. And just whatever you think, turn the other way. So there's this Mexican couple we have met in Arizona, and they were like, pretty Mexican, like, and so the guy gets on. He's got like jeans on. Mm-hmm. He's like, you won't get wet. And they put him on. I wish we had footage of this. If someone can find the footage, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And the guy goes, whatever you do, turn left and punch it. And the guy goes, okay, and guns it and fucking flew across the lake and hit a tree. He broke his shoulder, and as he's going across the lake, his girlfriend says to me, he not gonna swim. He couldn't swim, so he's so scared. He just gunned it and hit a fucking thing, and it was like Days of Our Lives. Smoke came out everywhere. We took him to the hospital. It was so bad, he had to do the rest of the show in a sling. And then as soon as he wrecks it, she goes, it's my turn. I was like, you want to go? That show was reckless as fuck.
Jesus Christ. They must have signed their lives away, right?
Dude, we took a black dude to a Civil War reenactment.
What?
The first day we got there, we were like, he was from Alaska, and we took him to South Carolina. And we're like, today we're doing a Civil War reenactment. And I don't think I had put the weight on what that would mean to him. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what team are we on? I said, I don't think we're on the good one. And those guys did not break character, and they were playing like it was 18 fucking 17, yeah. 70 or whatever. And then I said to him, I go, don't worry. I go, I appreciate you being so cool. It can't get worse. The next thing we did is we took him to an old plantation to test out if it was haunted. And I said, so you guys are going to stay in the back house, mm-hmm. which were at one time slave quarters.
Yeah.
You're going to be staying in there to see if it was haunted.
You guys didn't really think this one out, though, it sounds like.
The owner of this plantation murdered all his slaves because they were sleeping with his daughters. And this guy's girlfriend was white. And we put them in bed, and this guy woke up in a fucking panic throughout the motherfucker. And we had cameras everywhere. The guy did not sleep at all.
How'd that episode do?
Good. We did Redneck Olympics with a bunch of fucking dimes, like dimes. And they all wore next to nothing. We wore next to nothing. Everyone was covered in mud. Everyone was rubbing all over each other. It was pretty fucking hot.
Nice.
It was pretty fucking hot.
Cool.
Yeah. Shout out to that guy. He hit me in the dick with a snowball once.
The black guy?
Black guy hit me in the dick with a snowball. I thought my dick exploded.
Where were you for that?
In Alaska. We were doing
you went Alaska too?
Yuki Gossin. That's where I first met the guy. He threw a snowball and hit me in my dick. the head of my dick, and I thought it exploded in my pants, and my hands were so cold I couldn't feel it, and I really thought my dick exploded. And I was, and I told the producer, Lonnie, I told her the night before, she goes, "What if you, do you need a cup?" And I go, "No, I don't need a cup. No one's going to hit me in the balls." She goes, "What if they hit you in the dick?" I go, "You can hit my head, my hammer. You can hit my head of my dick with a hammer. I wouldn't feel it. You don't feel your dick. It's your balls you're worried about."
Okay.
And then when it hit me in the dick, she came up and I'm going, "I think I hurt my dick, hurt my dick." And then she, like a fucking asshole, she goes, "I thought I could hit you in the head of the dick. You're either your hammer and you wouldn't feel it." And I was like, "I can feel it. I can feel it." Those things were rocks.
Did you see, have you seen that video of that? I think he's a Japanese pitcher throwing the snowball.
Oh, into the board?
He throws it at a wall.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo.
Did you?
It's like a 90 mile an hour snowball.
I saw a picture of a bunch of Yale graduates after a snowball fight in like the 1700s, and they were, looked like they'd been beat to fuck. Have you ever been in a snowball fight?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
I mean, I grew up in Minnesota and Milwaukee. Yeah, it's snowing all the time there.
And I've been in Yukigassen, which is like a professional snowball fight.
A professional snowball fight?
Yeah, type in Yukigassen. It's like good luck spelling that. But they make the snowballs and then they sit there in the cold.
Harden.
And they're rocks.
Yeah.
They're fucking rocks.
No, that sucks.
And this black dude that played with us, I wish I remembered his name. He's the same guy we took to the plantation. He it's fucking intense.
Dude, see if you can find that pitcher throwing that.
Oh, yeah, look at this guy. Yeah, this guy.
Imagine if you're like, "All right, let's do a little snowball fight." And he's like, "Okay, sure." Fucking A, dude.
That's the black dude I'm telling you about played minor league baseball.
Oh, really?
He played minor league baseball. He'd grown up in Alaska, never been to lower 48. He played minor league baseball. And he threw gas and he hit me in the head of my dick and I tried to jump over it and it fucking, I thought it ruptured. I thought my dick would look like Frankenstein where they had to sew it back together.
Was it bruised? It must have been sensitive.
No. I fell off the bed having sex with Leanne the other day and I landed on my ass on a razor blade and I have a cut today on my ass.
Why do you have a razor blade on the floor?
It's a long story, Tommy.
Oh, okay.
Long story. Just cleaning people up.
Yeah. Cleaning people up.
My mouth is still watering from that last
the
bite.
The smell of this trash can is just really starting to
We got
to
try
me.
This one.
I don't even know how to get into this.
What is it? Can we say what it is first?
I can't, you tell me.
That's so heavy.
It's a lot of calories. My mouth is still watering.
Oh, it's
Oh, it's a dessert.
La Campagnola.
Oh,
Membrillo. Gelatin dessert from Argentina.
This will walk into your mouth like a fucking parade.
Okay.
This is your dessert. This is what you authentically would have had as a child growing up.
Truly, true, true.
How do you get into it?
That's a good question. How do you get into this? Where the fuck do you get this?
And you just crack it open.
Is there a... You're the chess master. Can't you figure this out?
Yeah.
Let me take a Bobby Fischer approach to this.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, there's a seal here.
There you go. Hopefully, is that going to be disgusting too?
Fucking shit.
I'm all fucking grossed out for today.
I said we just get a knife and open it up.
Please don't be
how
gross.
Did you see how to open it?
Are we going to watch YouTube videos?
You'd think the pop would, top would pop
What off. About where you peeled? That didn't go across?
No.
Ooh.
God damn it. It looks really good. Membrillo.
Mm.
What's that mean in Spanish?
Looks like it's a thick red jelly made from, what does that say? Quince?
15-year-old pussy?
Yeah. Perfect to spread.
Or they just have this. It's authentically an Argentinian quinceañeras. Does everyone have a quinceañera or just Mexicans?
No, it's a lot in Latin America. It's pretty popular.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe not everywhere, but a lot of them do.
Do you have a can opener? I bet you need a can opener.
You think so?
Let me grab one.
Yeah. It looks good.
Mm. Fuck.
La Campanella.
Oh.
Do you think they have dyslexic Japanese people?
Wait, what?
Do you think they have dyslexic Japanese people?
Yeah, I think that's probably everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
That's got to be even harder.
With those letterings? Yeah.
What do you think is the easiest language to read?
To read?
Yeah.
One of probably ours.
I bet Arabic's hard as fuck.
Yeah, it's probably hard.
It's like Sanskrit, right?
Yeah, and then flip for us, right? Because they go the other direction.
So wait, did they ever grow up from Sanskrit?
Sanskrit?
Yeah. Did they like, is it just the same? It's been thousands of years.
I'm sure it's evolved some. Because also every Arabic country speaks it a little differently. Just
what's
like,
their LOL? Hey, see what Sanskrit LOL is. Like, what are the Asian things where they go BRB?
Yeah, right, right. Do they have that shorthand?
I don't think people realize how brilliant I am on this podcast.
No, you're great. You're great.
Like, that's a legit, there we go. That's a legit question.
Yeah. Opening it up. Bobby Fischer, crack the code.
Yep.
I know Japanese people laugh with W's.
Like wah, 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 wah?
Yeah. Like instead of like H-A-H-A-H-A, they just do W-W-W-W.
What's being said? I don't hear anything. Took my
oh, he said, he said Japanese people laugh with their eyes closed. Oh.
No.
This no. is good. Yeah, you did. Can everyone else hear you?
Yep. Oh.
Whoa, this is... pretty solid.
Yeah.
It's not like jelly. I think you need like a sliver. Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. You're going to try a little piece.
A little?
No?
Buddy, we're getting fucking cake bites. Here's yours.
It's a dessert.
Right. The other...
What fruits are big in South America?
That's not going to be bad. This will be fine.
Oh, it's a fruit roll-up.
Fruit roll-up?
It's a fucking fruit roll-up. Oh, this is really good.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Fuck.
This is really good. It's a fruit roll-up.
Thank God I'm not throwing up.
That's actually really tasty. Dude, South America for the fucking win.
I bet those balls aren't so great.
What balls?
The ones right there. What are those?
That's actually really tasty.
Mm-hmm. Argentina for the win.
These are... We know it's better if we don't know.
Yeah.
Ready? Blind taste test. Pop one in your mouth and tell me what you think it is.
All right.
Same time.
Ready?
Cheese.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
What is that?
I don't know. Besitos. Casanova, cassava snack, Colosion de Manico.
Look at that. Look at Zola pulled up. WWWW is the Japanese equivalent of English. Ha 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 ha.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I actually said, not what Bird said.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I was
Someone fucks Japanese pussy.
Yeah. That
was Someone's it. Trying to get in the chat thread about fucking Pokemons. And he's just www. How do you say it in Sanskrit? What's LOL in Sanskrit?
How about just Arabic? Why are we going all the way to...
Is it not Sanskrit what they write in?
No. Go ahead.
Just type in LOL in different languages. See, Sanskrit's a thing. The French do MDR.
Can't see a fucking thing. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mortaria.
Dying of laughter. Okay. RS in Portuguese.
Riso.
ASG in Swedish.
Asajid.
MKM in Farsi and Dari.
Okay. In Iran, they're like, MKM. Mm-hmm. You're not going to blow up the whole plane.
Okay, in Chinese, 233.
233. Well, they just use numbers?
Yeah.
Fucking Chinese, man. They're like two steps ahead of us, one step behind. Like, we'll be doing that in the future, but we're not doing it now. Yeah. But in the future, we'll be like 233.
233, man.
I mean, we used to do that with 143, right?
We is a...
143?
Yeah, 143, I love you on the beeper. Remember that?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. 112. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. I feel so sick.
I feel good. That fruit roll-up really kind of saved the day.
Yeah,
it really
you.
Cleansed my palate.
That was very helpful, actually.
What do you think they all taste like together?
No.
Like you're just not. One mashup.
You are?
One. Well, we are. One mashup on a shrimp roll. I got to be honest with you. I bet the fruit complements the sardine in a way we couldn't expect. I'll do a concoction. Let me see that olive.
Oh, fuck. The olive is worse.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck. It's on your hands.
Oh, my God. It's like fucking.
Here.
It's like hot pussy. Ugh. Wow, I don't know if I can do it. The smell of the fucking sardine already got me.
We already did it. You don't have to do it again.
It's so aggressive.
You don't have to do it again.
Everyone watching is like, do one more.
All right.
Okay. Take this. A little bit of this.
Let me see you do it. Oh, my God. Bert.
I bet this isn't that bad. Oh, yeah. Okay, should we try just the fruit roll-up and the sardine?
Okay.
I think it's going to taste pretty good. You want it on a chip?
You go first.
Chip or raw dog?
I think, I don't know. You do it like that.
Oh, fuck. The fucking sardine ruins it.
Yeah, no shit.
Should try it. Just try a little bit. God damn it, man. Fucking sardines. Get a lot of fruit roll up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good call. That's a really good call. I just go full fruit roll up and they shove a sardine inside it. Oh, man, that sardine is fucking overwhelming. A little sardine goes a long way. There you go. There you go. That's the bite you want. Just get all the fruit. Focus on the fruit roll-up. Focus on the fruit roll-up. There you go. Yeah. You look like you're about to cry.
There's so much fruit roll up.
He's not like a child. There's so much fruit roll up.
And the sardine still comes through. It's so bad.
Amazing. You did it.
Yeah, but the sardine's in my teeth.
It's so bad.
It's so disgusting.
It's so bad.
Fuck you, Morocco.
Oh. 233.
MKD. Oh my God.
Thank God Jamaica's here. Jamaica, you save the day every time. Thank you so much for your pineapple ginger juice.
Thank you.
We should do a live Two Bears out of Jamaica.
That'd be amazing.
You can't come down. It's just for Jamaican people.
Thank you, Chet Hanks. Thank you, Jamaica.
Thank you to all the white girls, du patois.
Oh my God. We gotta meet one of them.
So fucking good. That's so fucking good. I'm having another one of these cheese balls.
Oh, thank God you didn't say something else. Here you go. This is my gift to you. Mm.
Well, if you've ever watched a show and said we're not cultured enough, you know now we're very open-minded gentlemen. If you have something in your hometown that you guys eat that you'd like to send to us, send it to us and we'll do a taste test, be it head cheese or like some of the stuff that the Inuit eat, or like a salmon eyeball, we're in. Mm. That fucking sardine won't stop. I think sardines... I don't think there's any saving grace for sardines.
That was so bad.
Can you imagine kissing a chick who loves sardines?
Oh, fuck, dude.
And she was like, oh, I just had sardines. And you're like, ugh. I dated a chick one time. I thought she ate bologna all the time.
Yeah.
And then I spent the night at her house, and she was like, can I get you something to eat? And I was like, I might as well have a bologna sandwich. She was like, I don't eat bologna. I was like, oh, that's what she fucking smells like. Her natural smell was bologna.
Her natural smell?
Yeah. It's not that bad if you like bologna.
It's not that bad. It's better than sardines.
A lot of mayonnaise on a bologna sandwich isn't bad with white bread. Do you think there's a podcast in Pakistan right now where they're trying mayonnaise and they're like, oh, white people eat this? Probably. And there's just spoonfuls of mayonnaise. They're like, no wonder they die so quick and all have type 2 diabetes. Let's try a cheeseburger.
Let's get out of here, dude.
All right.
I feel really sick. Congrats on beating diabetes. And thank you guys for watching and listening. And I'm going to go try to it's in my teeth.
I'm going to have to brush my teeth for the first time today. I didn't want to brush them before this. I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, it's stuck.
It's so, I'm going to try to kiss Leanne.
Do it right now.
Oh,
that sounded deep. I thought you were going to throw up.
I thought I was going to throw up too. It's still coming. It's coming up. Hold on. No, stopped. All right, let's go eat lunch.
All right, let's go.
All right,
let's
love
go.
You.
Love you. Bye.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call two bears, one cave.